Chapter 11. Navigate Crises Effectively. The day started like any other for Lisa, rushed and chaotic. She had overslept after a restless night with her teething baby, leaving her with barely enough time to get her two older children ready for school. Her middle child, Ella, was already crying over her missing shoe, while her eldest, Jake, kept dragging his feet. The baby screamed from the high chair, smearing yogurt in his hair, as Lisa frantically searched under the couch for the lost sneaker. By the time she piled everyone into the car, Lisa was running late for work. Traffic was slow, her stress mounting, and just as she reached the daycare drop-off, she realized she had forgotten the baby's bottle at home. Her pulse quickened and her chest tightened as panic set in. I can't do this. I'm failing at everything. Then came the final straw. Jake spilled his juice box all over the back seat. Mom, it's all over me, he whined. Lisa gripped the steering wheel so tightly her knuckles turned white. Are you kidding me? She snapped, her voice sharp with frustration. Can't you be more careful? I don't have time for this right now. The silence in the car was deafening. Jake's eyes filled with tears. Ella shrank in her seat, and even the baby quieted down. Lisa's heart pounded with guilt, but she was too overwhelmed to fix it. She dropped the kids off, barely mumbling a goodbye, and drove away with a lump in her throat. All day, she replayed the moment, wishing she had handled it differently. But in the heat of stress, she lacked the tools to regulate her emotions. She had nothing to pull her back from the edge, no skills to manage the chaos. And because of that, she had hurt the people she loved most. Lisa's story is one many moms can relate to. Those moments when everything feels like too much, when we snap under pressure, and when guilt lingers like a shadow. But what if Lisa had known how to manage the stress in those moments? What if she had tools to center herself before reacting? That's where distress tolerance comes in. Distress tolerance skills. We all face those tough days, the ones when nothing seems to go right. Maybe your child is struggling at school, or perhaps you're dealing with a lingering illness. The car might break down, or a household repair might demand attention when you're already stretched thin. On these days, life can feel overwhelming, and it's easy to feel stuck in the chaos. If this sounds familiar, know that you're not alone. These are the moments when crisis intervention skills, what DBT calls distress tolerance skills, become invaluable. Distress tolerance skills are designed to help you survive and manage those tough moments when emotions run high and the situation feels out of control. But before diving into the specific tools, it's important to understand the dialectic of acceptance and change. This means holding two truths at the same time. You can work toward change while accepting the aspects of life and situations that cannot be changed right now. The first step in applying this principle is asking yourself, is this a moment for change or a moment for acceptance? Change versus acceptance. If a situation can be changed, it's natural to focus your energy on solutions and actions. However, when you encounter a situation that cannot be changed, at least for now, it's time to lean into acceptance skills. This simple yet profound shift can help you regain clarity and approach the moment from a place of wise mind, where logic and emotions are in balance. Let's explore some of the tools that can help you during these challenging times. Improve the moment. A core distress tolerance skill is improve the moment. These techniques help you navigate a crisis by intentionally enhancing your emotional experience, even if the external problem remains unresolved. Here's a closer look at each component. I, imagery. Imagine a peaceful, comforting scene in clear detail. Perhaps it's a warm beach with the soothing sound of waves, or a quiet forest filled with birdsong. Close your eyes and engage all five senses to bring the scene to life. Another useful exercise is to visualize your problem being resolved in the best possible way. Even if the solution seems distant, this mental shift can help you find hope and calm in the moment. Action step. Take 5 minutes to sit quietly and envision your calming place. What do you hear, see, or smell in this space? Write it down afterward to anchor the image. M, meaning. Sometimes a crisis can feel both meaningless and frustrating. Yet, by reflecting on the situation, you may uncover valuable lessons. For instance, a challenging experience might deepen your empathy for others or reveal an inner strength you never knew you had. Even when meaning isn't immediately clear, finding purpose, such as viewing the event as part of a broader journey, can provide perspective and ease distress. P. Prayer. Prayer refers to any act of reaching out to a power greater than yourself. It involves letting go of the need for control and trusting in your ability to endure. For many of us, prayer can be a powerful source of peace and connection. R. Relaxation. Relaxation techniques help soothe both the body and mind, preventing stress from escalating. Effective methods of relaxation include progressive muscle relaxation, tensing and then releasing each muscle group, and abdominal breathing, which involves deep, slow breaths from the diaphragm. It's essential to discover what works best for you, whether it's meditation, listening to calming music, or taking a warm bath. Pro tip. If your mind starts drifting back to worries, gently redirect your focus to your breath or relaxation activity. Oh, one thing in the moment. Fully engage in a single activity, allowing yourself to be completely present. This practice helps anchor you in the moment, reducing overwhelming emotions and intrusive thoughts. Examples include organizing a space, cooking, gardening, or mindfully folding laundry. Exercise. Choose one small task right now and focus entirely on it. How does it feel to give your full attention to something simple? V. Vacation. A vacation doesn't have to involve booking a flight. It's about stepping away from stress and engaging in something that recharges you, whether it's going for a walk, reading a book, or catching up with a friend. The key is intentionality. Choose an activity that feels restorative and embrace it as a temporary escape. Reminder, even a brief 15-minute vacation can reset your mind and help you approach challenges with renewed energy. E. Encouragement. Think about what you would say to a close friend who is struggling. Now, say those same words to yourself. Self-encouragement might feel unfamiliar at first, but it's a skill that improves with practice. Remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. Simple statements like, "I've overcome hard times before and come out stronger," or "This moment will pass," can provide reassurance when you need it most. Journaling prompt. Write down 3 encouraging statements you can say to yourself the next time you face a challenge. Radical acceptance. Radical acceptance is a fundamental aspect of distress tolerance. It is the practice of acknowledging reality as it is, not because you agree with it, but because resisting what cannot be changed only intensifies your suffering. Radical acceptance can be especially transformative in relationships. One mom I know struggled in her marriage. She spent years attempting to change her husband's behavior, leaving her feeling drained and defeated. When she embraced radical acceptance, she realized she could not control him, but she could control her response. This shift allowed her to concentrate on supporting her children and enhancing her own well-being. Exercise. Make 2 lists. Things I can control, things I can't control. Focus your energy on the first list and practice letting go of the second. Using distress tolerance skills. A week after the juice box meltdown, Lisa faced another chaotic morning. The baby had been up all night once more, and as she poured cereal for the older kids, she heard Ella shouting from the hallway, "Where's my project? I left it right here." Her stomach tightened. Lisa hadn't checked the backpacks the night before, and now everything felt like it was spiraling out of control. But this time, Lisa paused. She took a deep breath and remembered what she'd learned. This is one of those moments. I can't fix everything right now, but I can take care of myself while I handle it. Instead of snapping, she employed the one thing in the moment skill. She focused solely on helping Ella find her project, tuning out the baby's whining and Jake's arguing, and said calmly, "Let's look together. I know it's important to you." A few minutes later, with the project found and packed, Lisa stepped outside for just 30 seconds of fresh air, a tiny vacation. She whispered to herself, "You're doing the best you can. This is hard, but you're handling it." Later, in the car, she told the kids, "Thanks for working with me this morning, even when it was a bit wild." And surprisingly, they smiled. It wasn't a perfect morning, but Lisa didn't lose her composure. She didn't raise her voice. She stayed present. And she felt proud, not because everything went smoothly, but because she remained steady in the storm.